Let's switch off.
Hello, I'm Lenny.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, I'm anxiety.
Is everything okay?
You were in my son.
Power stays in the shadows.
Unlikely.
It was scary, yeah.
Literally scared to death?
That's my weakness.
I don't think so.
Movie news.
Nobody's gonna notice you, that's your job. No offense.
With Gareth Daly.
I mean, some taking.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. We are starting with filmmaker Emerald Fennell. Quite the talent.
Quite the talent, and I think sort of provokes quite the reaction as well whenever she sort of says what she's going to do next. And she's kind of teased plans for a film adaptation of Wuthering Heights. Now, she did this on social media because she sort of posted a line from the novel that was, "Be with me always, take any form, drive me mad." And then she had the title and the phrase, "A film by Emerald Fennell," sort of accompanied by a sort of a graphic which in sort of involves skeletons. So everybody's going, ah, that's it. That's what she's going to do. She's going to make this film next.
Oh, I'm intrigued about the casting, Gareth, because, I mean, you know, she likes, Carey Mulligan, of course, who was in Promising Young Woman and in Saltburn, and our own Mr. Keoghan, of course, in Saltburn too.
I know, so, it's going to be, I think people are going to be talking about it, and I suppose once we get sort of official word and that you get an announcement that it is happening, but I don't think she'd put out something like that if it wasn't sort of something that was in the pipeline.
Yeah.
And of course, it's made it to the screen many times before. I mean, you go back to all the way back to 1939 with Laurence Olivier. You had Timothy Dalton and Anna Calder-Marshall in the 1970 film. You had Ray Fiennes and Juliette Binoche in a 1992 film. Tom Hardy, Charlotte Riley in one from 2009, and then there was another in 2011 as well. So it's made it to the big screen many times.
Yeah,
but
it's
when
good
you mentioned, Emerald Fennell, you think, what's she going to do with it? Because actually pulled out a quote from the LA Times that she had talking about her obsession with sort of gothic sensibility, a genre where comedy and horror, revulsion and desire, sex and death are forever entwined. So that gives you an idea as to what might be found in the lines in the novel.
I'd love to see her version of it, I have to say. Now, next up, tell us about this auction for rights.
Yeah, this is a screen adaptation of Eruption. This was the book based on the partially finished manuscript by the late Michael Crichton, and it was finished off by James Patterson. So Sony Pictures has won the screen auction for the rights to the movie. Now, in the book, a once-in-a-century volcanic eruption in Hawaii threatens a secret cache of US military chemical weapons that can destroy not only the island, but the world. Crichton was working on the book for years and had a large volume of scientific research, comprehensive notes. He'd done lots of interviews with volcanologists as well. So it was a huge amount of research. And then the material was given to Patterson to finish it. And, between the two of them, they had book sales of over 700 million. Now, who are they talking about for the film? Well, they're talking about the directors of Free Solo and Naiad. That's Jimmy Chan and Elizabeth Chai Varischelli. And they're attached to potentially direct Keanu Reeves has been mentioned as a cast for it. That's not confirmed at the moment, but the novel went out to buyers in early May, and it's been on the bestsellers list since its release, and now there you go, Sony Pictures going to make it.
Okay, very good. You've a little bit of casting news for us today. Jennifer Lawrence first up.
Yeah, she's going to star in a film adaptation of Paul B. Rainey's very darkly comedic 2023 graphic novel called Why Don't You Love Me? And this is for A24. Now, the story follows a miserable couple, Claire and Mark, struggling through their marriage while feeling like something is not quite right in their reality. It's a sort of rumination on marriage, alcoholism, depression and mourning of lost opportunities. A director has currently been sought for the project, but Lawrence is also a producer on it here as well. And this sort of follows the announcement that she's also going to be in another A24 film, which is called The Wives, which is sort of a Real Housewives inspired murder mystery film. So, yes, Jennifer Lawrence, keeping busy.
Very good. More casting news. Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah, she is in talks to join Austin Butler in Darren Aronofsky's new film, which is called Caught Stealing. Now, this film is based on the book of the same name by Charlie Houston, who also wrote the script. The story follows Hank Thompson, a burnt-out former baseball player who's unwittingly plunged into a wild fight for survival in the downtown criminal underworld of 1990s New York City. Zoe Kravitz recently we had it featured as a trailer watch at one stage. She's got her directorial debut, Blink Twice, which is coming out soon. Channing Tatum starring in that one. So that's good casting there with the two of them in a very good filmmaker's project. Yeah,
we're going to the small screen. We spoke about Presumed Innocent, the TV version with Jake Gyllenhaal. It seems to have gone down well.
It's gone down very well because Apple have said that it is the biggest, the most viewed drama that the platform has had since its premiere on June 12th. I've been watching it. It's very good. Mm. Ruth Negga is also starring in this alongside Jake Gyllenhaal. And it's been released weekly, which is interesting. So obviously fans are coming back week after week. And now they've said that they're going to announce a second season in, you know, people were going on, this is a limited series, you know. Yeah. So it's a self-contained story. And I'm not going to say much about it because we don't want to give any spoilers for anyone who hasn't seen it. But there is going to be the series finale on July 24th. But now they're confirming, they're going to be a second season. Yeah, we don't know if Jake Gyllenhaal is going to return. We don't know if it's going to be sort of, it'll be an entirely new case featured in it. But we don't know if it's going to sort of feature one of the books as an adaptation or if it's going to be an original script again. So, but big success for Apple. And no surprise with those viewing figures, which they haven't told us what they are, except that they're the biggest that the platform has had.
We believe them. All right, that is Presumed Innocent. Another series going forward, Euphoria.
Now, this has taken a while. Euphoria, it's going to season 3. It's officially set to begin production. It's going to begin shooting in January with the principal cast all returning. It's taken a while. The delays here, I mean, there was probably some issues around what they were going to do with the third season. Sam Levinson is the writer and creator of the series. He had talked about different things that he'd like to do with Zendaya's character. I don't think that sat with the studio, and then they've changed things again. But I suppose the big news here, and this is after, you know, writers and actors strikes as well, delaying it, but that they've got, you know, all the cast have gone on to really big things now. This is the thing. Obviously, you've got Zendaya, Sydney Sweeney, Jacob Elordi, Hunter Schafer, Storm Reid. And of course, then you had the very sad news of Angus Cloud, who had a breakout role in the series as Fezco, who died at the age of 25 back in July 2023. But Zendaya is also an executive producer on Euphoria. And now they've got the cast back. They're going to basically get into production in January for season three.
Okay, Zendaya, quite the talent. And now, trailer watch. Well, it's quite a week for trailers. I was wondering what you might pick, Garrett.
Well, of course, you know, I was looking at the figures of Gladiator 2, which did drop during the week. And obviously, in its first 24 hours, it was viewed 120 million times around the world on various different social platforms, beating Top Gun Maverick to that top spot. So, yeah, I think most people have probably seen the trailer to Gladiator at this stage.
Yeah.
So I've gone for something completely different. This is Irish director John Crowley and his new film, We Live in Time. Take a listen.
There is something that your daddy and I...
There's something that mummy and me want to...
We want to talk to you about. It's a bit serious, though.
What's happened to my underwear?
Oh, I literally have no idea.
So sorry, but do we know each other?
Yeah, no. I ran you over.
Whether we like it or not, the clock is ticking.
What's the rush?
Because I'm worried that there's a very distinct and real possibility that I am about to fall in love with you.
Yeah, a clip there from We Live in Time and Garrett. Certainly two actors I really like, Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh. Exciting to see them on screen together.
Yeah, what's not to like? And combine that with a good director as well. So here they Andrew and Florence find everlasting love as she accidentally runs over him in her car. And that chance encounter changes their lives over decades as they find romance, build a home and family together and face a host of challenges on their way. If you think back to a movie called Boy A, and John Crowley directed Andrew Garfield in that movie.
Yes.
And here they are now reuniting. Nick Payne has written the screenplay here. This is going to premiere at the Toronto Film Festival and it's going to be released in autumn. If you can't wait till then, just check out the trailer for We Live in Time.
Yeah, looking forward to that one. New releases, quite a few to get through. We're starting with Fly Me to the Moon.
So, yeah, this one is set against the high-stakes backdrop of NASA's historic Apollo 11 moon landing. Good cast here. Scarlett Johansson, Channing Tatum starring. Scarlett Johansson plays a sort of marketing expert who's brought in and wreaks havoc on the launch director Cole Davis' already difficult task. And when the White House deems the mission too important to fail, Jones is directed to stage a fake moon landing as a backup, and the countdown truly begins. So that's called Fly Me to the Moon.
Right. We also have a horror this week with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, we have a couple of horrors to mention. Yes. Long Legs is one, and the trailer for this looks really good. Good reviews for it too. In pursuit of a serial killer, an FBI agent uncovers a series of occult clues that she must solve to end his terrifying killing spree. As you say, Nicolas Cage in this, Michael Monroe also starring in it as well. Another horror on the big screen is called In a Violent Nature. This is when a locket is removed from a collapsed fire tower in the woods that entombs a corpse. A vengeful spirit spurred on by a horrific 60-year-old crime. His body is resurrected and becomes hell-bent on retrieving it. Got an interesting one called Sleep. This is about a pregnant wife who becomes worried about her husband's sleeping habits. He starts out as sort of light sleep-talking, soon escalates to unexpectedly grotesque behaviour. They consult a sleep clinic without success as his nightmarish behaviour escalates and they desperately seek help from a shaman. Wilding is also out. This is based on Elizabeth Tree's best-selling book by the same title. It tells the incredible story of a young couple that bets on nature for the future of their failing 400-year-old estate. And we have a documentary out as well called The Commandant's Shadow. Take a listen to a clip from this one.
There wasn't much conversation about Auschwitz in my family. It is a fact. My grandfather is the greatest mass murder in human history. He was commandant of the Auschwitz concentration camp. It was his brainchild.
When I arrived in Auschwitz, there was a band that needed a cellist. We played for the guards. Absolutely saved my life.
That's the fate of the chosen people.
When you consider meeting the son of the commandant.
So do you hate your father now? What is your feeling?
Yeah, Garrett, an extraordinary documentary, The Commandant's Shadow. And of course, we have already seen the life of Hoss and his family fictionalised in the Academy Award winning The Zone of Interest. So this is now the feature length documentary.
Yeah, and it's getting very good reviews as well. And it just happens, doesn't it, that you get the documentary and the film coming along at the same time. But yeah, the trailer pretty much says everything about it there in terms of what's explored in it. And yeah, an interesting watch. And we'll lighten the mood a little bit with what we finish with in terms of movie reviews. Releases yes. Despicable Me 4. Should just play the clip.
All right, gentlemen. I was recently called out of retirement to take down Maxime Lamar. Some of you may be wondering why you're here. We need volunteers. Nice work, gentlemen. You will be the first to test our super serum designed to transform you into cutting-edge agents. Or you might just explode. Ladies and gentlemen, our new secret weapon, the Mega Minion.
Yeah, I mean, we just need minions in our lives more, a little more. I mean, they're just brilliant. That's Despicable Me 4.
Yeah, watch the cinemas be absolutely packed. And great, great voice talent here. You know, Will Ferrell, you've got Steve Carell. I mean, it's just great. They're great, great fun and great movies. And they just keep making them, don't they?
And we welcome them, Despicable Me 4, in cinemas this weekend. Thanks for all those, Garrett. And you always leave us with a TV movie. What have you chosen?
Yeah, well, I was actually looking through all the comments on the Gladiator 2 trailer, you know, and there's so many different kind of comments. And it's hit and miss, actually. And one that stood out to me, actually, was a comment that says, when Ridley Scott makes a film, the gods flip a coin. And that's because he makes so many movies, and some are hits and some are slight misses. But this one, I think, was a bit of a hit. It's a really good one. And a very good cast in it as well. Josh Hartnett, Eric Bana, Ewan McGregor, Tom Sizemore, Orlando Bloom. This is American soldiers who are sent into Mogadishu in 1993 in a routine search and capture operation. and their helicopter goes down. And yeah, that's the name of the movie, Black Hawk Down. And really good, great action, great drama. And it's on RT2 tonight at 9:40. And this will just remind us how good Ridley Scott is at the action when we get a chance. And we've seen glimpses of it, of course, in the very long Gladiator 2 trailer.
Yes. But excited for our poor old Maskell, no doubt about it. That's a fine recommendation. Black Hawk Down again. It's on tonight, RT2, 9:40. Gareth, thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.